1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The Tuesday newsmaker is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 8th of March. Plenty of sunshine, 20 degrees, a wind chill right now of 11. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by our friend Victor Rodriguez. Vic is the host of Nuestra Musica here on KVOE. Vic, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck. How you guys doing?
We are doing all right. How about yourself this sunny Tuesday morning?
Well, it's a little early, so I'm not quite used to it. I was waiting for that Newsmaker 24 or something.
Well, we'll book you on that as soon as we develop that, okay?
Some days we may push that. We'll find out. Well, you've got a big fundraising event coming up here to close out the week in honor of your sister. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we're having the first annual Amanda J. Rodriguez Memorial Scholarship Fund fundraiser, and it's going to be held at the Delphi Center at 802 Grand Street, and it'll begin at 9 o'clock, and we have a band coming in from San Antonio performing, and then we'll also have just some drawings, door prizes, and St. Catherine Church will be selling street tacos. They won't be selling their fried tacos. They'll be selling the street tacos outside the building there.
Okay. And that is coming up again on Friday night, starting at 9, going until 1 o'clock. And,
9 to 1, so bring your dancing shoes.
Yeah, get after it here. And let's talk about the fundraiser and the scholarship, Vic.
Yeah, back in November of 2020, we lost my sister. And she was very involved in the community. She worked a lot with the youth groups, and a lot of people recognize her from the enrollment process at USD 253. That's where she worked for the last few years. But we wanted to do something to keep her memory alive, and a lot of students in the past that worked with her really have stepped up and helped. So we have a scholarship established, but we want to continue helping, giving funds to kids who want to continue with the higher education, especially here at Emporia State University.
Absolutely. That's going to be one of my questions kind of that you answered here is just, you know, the folks that have been touched by Amanda specifically through the enrollment process at the district and elsewhere. Talk, I guess, about your perspective on how she continues to touch lives even now, you know, now that the scholarship has been established and this fundraising event is coming up for it.
Yeah, it was just something that we right away had thought of, and there was a lot of groups that she'd worked with. And she was on quite a few committees in Emporia State, so it was just a no-brainer to start the scholarship for her. And I think this year they'll be awarding the first student a scholarship. So it's something we really wanted to do, and our Hispanic community has been behind it quite a bit. So yes.
All right, and again, coming up Friday, March 11th at the Dell 5 Events Center, 802 Graham Street. What's the admission price, Vic?
It's $15 per person or $20 per couple. So bring a friend. That way it'd be cheaper.
Tell us about the band that's coming in.
Yeah, the band is called La Dez, and they're from San Antonio. And they're fairly, I want to say new, but they've been around since like 16 or 17, and the band sounds great. They play all styles of music, and they promise to play everything from rock Tejano, country, dance music, R&B. They'll play everything that night. And the musicians in the band have played with a lot of top Tejano bands in Texas and some blues bands that traveled around. So these guys are no slouches.
All right, yeah, going to be a great night. La Dez, yeah.
Yes, maybe so, Chuck can bring his bass out. Sit in.
Yeah, Chuck.
You would not want to hear me now. I haven't really gone into that for about 5 or 6 years now, so the calluses that I thought I'd never lose, they are gone.
Well, price is $15 a person, $20 per couple. Again, the Amanda Rodriguez Memorial Scholarship Fundraiser coming up on Friday night. And not only that, but Chuck, our friend here, Victor Rodriguez, will be inducted into the Tejano Roots Hall of Fame Museum. Victor, congratulations.
Congratulations, bud. That's cool. Well,
thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, that was kind of a shock. And the actual event already was held back in January, but I still haven't received my award yet. It got lost in the mail, I guess.
Some porch
but
pirate took
yeah,
it.
So last year in October, a station manager out of Texas had, I guess, nominated me to be included into the induction class, and they just asked, like, a little bit of the bio, how long I've been doing the program, and being involved with DJ and music for Tejano, and I guess you had to be at least 25 years. So I've been doing 28 years here with Nuestra,
yeah,
and 3 years before that in Texas. So I guess I qualified, but it was quite an honor to be inducted.
Indeed. Yeah, congratulations on that. That's very impressive. I still remember back in the day, I guess, some 28 years ago, when you rolled into the radio station when we were down at the zoo and proposed
to Mike. Talked
about getting this whole thing started, and here we are. Well, you've done a great job. Still continue to do a great job with the program.
Thank you. Yeah, you had hair back then. That first year I was there.
Oh, you went there.
Yeah, you're right, Vic.
Yeah, remember that. After that first year, it was all gone.
Oh, goodness gracious. But, don't forget, big fundraiser coming up. It is Friday night at the Dell 5 Event Center. That's at 802 Graham. And help them out.
The old Desperados place. A lot of people remember that place.
Yeah, that's exactly where it is. Okay. Well, Vic, we appreciate your time here this morning. Good luck with the event. Keep us posted, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much. I just want to say thank you for not playing that Sarah McLaughlin song while you guys were talking about the pets. I was kind of waiting for that.
Yeah. Well, Vic, always a pleasure, my friend.
Hey, take care, Ron. Take care, Chuck. Thank you very much.
We'll see you Friday, Vic.
Right. Yeah, Victor Rodriguez, the Amanda Rodriguez Memorial Scholarship Fundraiser. And Vic, of course, is the host of Nuestra Musica. 28 years.
Amazing.
Here on KVOE. But Vic has the show going all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the internet, so he's well known, and of course has been well known in the music circles
about 3 decades, if not longer. Wow,
great stuff. So help him out, the Amanda Rodriguez Memorial Scholarship Fundraiser. Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmakers segment every weekday morning, you'll have to wait